Teachers' aides, secretaries, custodians, all the jobs that aren't instructors or administrators. At the start of last school year, there were 15,000 fewer full-time jobs in Florida public schools than there were 6 years ago. Almost all of those jobs, 99.5%, are support staff positions. And that means the remaining staff is left absorbing their work.
Okay, it's more of a big responsibility.
Barbara Warren is a classroom aide at Coral Reef Elementary School in Miami-Dade County. She used to work with 4 or 5 children with special needs. Now, she's responsible for 8. The county is down a fifth of the support staff it had before the recession. Warren says parents are surprised by her workload.
They don't see how I'm able to do it with the kids, but they see that the kids are being taken care of.
And parents don't just see it in the classroom.
The clerical staff here is so overworked.
That's what Eric Moss saw when he went to visit Lawton Childs Middle School, where his daughter is in 6th grade.
Just to have one question answered, I had to wait until obviously other parents, kids, and so on were also dealt with by this one particular staff member at this school, because there was nobody else to help these kids and nobody else to help these parents.
Moss had been a school volunteer at his daughter's old school, and all he wanted to know was if he needed to go through the vetting process again at this school.
What would have taken me maybe 5 minutes 10 years ago took 20 minutes yesterday.
As a recently retired teacher, he's sympathetic to all of the pressure on that one person at the front desk.
And what I'm saying happened yesterday is something that would have happened at every school.
And this is what's happening all over the place, not just in schools. Fewer people to do the same amount of work. Mason Jackson is president and CEO of Workforce One Broward, an employment services center.
All businesses are streamlining and consolidating in an effort to reduce overhead, and that means generally reducing support personnel. Businesses and organizations are concentrating resources on their core mission, in this case, education.
We made several calls and emails to the Miami-Dade School District asking about the cuts, but they did not give us an interview.
We've seen too many of our employees be relieved of duty for budgetary concerns.
Frederick Ingram is president of the Miami-Dade Teachers Union, which also represents support staff.
And that's not fair. It's not fair to our economy. It's not fair to our communities. It's not fair to families.
He hates that any cuts have been made in the schools, but even Ingram says that keeping teachers in the classroom has to come first. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.